Paul makes it clear that the gospel he preaches isn't man-made. In the very first verse, he calls it the gospel of God. And in a world full of personal truths and customized beliefs, Paul says, nope, this isn't mine. This belongs to God. Which means that we don't have the right to edit it, soften it, or apologize for it. It also means that we're not in charge. If the gospel belongs to God, then God is the one with the authority to define what is right and good. So in this life, someone's truth will rule your life. It'll either be your own feelings, your culture, your upbringing, or it'll be the gospel. And the gospel isn't just good news, it's governing news. It tells you who you are, who Jesus is, and how life is supposed to work. When you pray today, consider praying this way, Father, help me to live under the authority of your gospel and not my preferences. Here are two different peoples to be praying for today. Joshua and Megan Feary and their family are missionaries in Zambia, and also the Dindwuli Life Word broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania. Here's the last word. You don't need to find your truth. You need to submit to God's. There's only one gospel, and it changes everything.